It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each week, we take a look at Michigan politics with Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, much of the State House's attention was consumed by the scandal involving now former Representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat. Are we safely past that issue, or are there any lingering effects?
Both of the former representatives have filed to run for their former seats, so we have certainly not heard the last of them. There's talk about legally challenging that or not seating them if they are elected, but both of them have very big primary fields, and it's not inconceivable that we could see them back in Lansing.
Ken, if that happens, if they end up back in Lansing, what does that mean for this whole process?
You know, this issue is not over till it's over. And as Susan points out, they're running again. I think House Republicans are on somewhat thin ice right now to even talk about the idea of not seating them. I think they need to let the election play out. Then there's plenty of time for that kind of decision. But I just think that that's not a narrative that they ought to be entertaining at this point in time.
You know, Ken, in previous conversations, we've talked about the legislature focusing attention on social issues, things like abortion, but not making progress on other issues like funding for roads. What did you see shaping up this session?
Well, there's always going to be some Republicans focused on social issues like abortion because that's what motivates them. But really, the big issues this fall for everybody, Republicans, Democrats, governor, the legislature, are things like roads, energy policy, Detroit public schools, and corrections reform.
Susan, Democrats, as we know, are in the minority in both the House and Senate. Are there some shared issues there that perhaps we can see some bipartisan movement on?
Well, there's actually been some promising progress on the third grade reading initiative. The legislation has been rejiggered, and as opposed to holding children back who don't know how to read, there's more of an early intervention approach. Seems like that may be an issue where there could be bipartisan support. Corrections reform, as Ken mentioned, could be an area for the right and left to come together. But with the roads issue being unresolved, that could take away energy from some of the initiatives where you could see some compromise.
You know, I think that is the big question for many Michiganders. Are we finally going to see some movement on funding for roads, or is it going to be the same thing we've seen play out over and over again, where we get halfway there or maybe a little closer and then it all falls apart? Ken?
I think you're going to see a solution here because they have to do it. This legislature cannot end its two-year tenure without resolving, solving, whatever word you want to use, the road problem. It's a defining issue for them. And at the end of the day, they're going to realize that, and they're going to, I think, there's going to be a solution.
Susan, do you share Ken's hope?
I think Ken is a tad more optimistic than I am. It may be fun to go back and check the tapes from the last session when Ken and I talked about this quite often. And, you know, probably both of us expressed the same sentiment that Ken did. How can they not do it? This is the most crucial issue. Everybody knows it. And yet, you know, we saw the half-baked proposal one come out of the last session, which, of course, went down in flames in May. So, you know, we don't have a great history to draw on. At least we can all agree on the problem, which is the first step to solving it. But solving it has been the greatest difficulty here. And in the summertime, you know, we saw some movement, and now it seems like we've taken a step back, and it's just very hard to put your faith in a legislature that has been so mired in difficulties over this issue.
I don't disagree with anything Susan said, and I'm going to go out on a limb. I think the Republican majority in the House is vulnerable if they don't solve the road problem. Vulnerable in the November 2016 election, and that's why I think they're going to solve it.
Well, we will not lay down bets quite yet, but Ken, I think that if you're wrong, you buy tires, a round of tires for Susan and I.
All right, that's fair.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.